46 minutes past. All right, Freitas, this guy from the Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, Phil Robertson.
We were talking a few minutes ago. And he was basically talking about, you know, how black folks were content, you know, working in the fields and the whole
nine. Yeah, he says he never saw with his own eyes any mistreatment of blacks. He worked, you know, he hoed cotton with him, and he never heard him say anything bad about white people. And he said, you know, people ask, were black people happy before welfare and before entitlement? He said, yeah, they were godly. There wasn't nobody singing the blues.
I got a lady in the lines going to remain anonymous, and she's basically saying that she works in a field where she has to work around a lot of folks that she works in the South, and that, you know, the lady was upset about, you know, why blacks want to. I'll let you know. Now, what was that again?
Tired of black people saying that we, she says she's tired of black people saying that our forefathers didn't have anything, so, you know, we don't have anything, and we become opportunist and act as if the world owes us something, and we're constantly complaining about it, and their forefathers came here on the Mayflower, and they were able to build and accomplish things, and they've had wealth for generations now and that type of thing. And I told her what she was forgetting is that our forefathers didn't have the same opportunities. I started explaining to her about there will be black people now who will have wealth for generations. And I even talked about Beyonce and people like that.
Right.
I said, our forefathers did not have the same opportunities. I said, and as a matter of fact, what your forefathers built was actually built off the backs of our forefathers.
Yeah, I was wondering if you brought up slavery.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that there's a lot of people that actually really feel that way?
Yeah, but the thing about it, for her to say that to me, she honestly, that wasn't coming from a bad place. It wasn't. She didn't know that it was. Let's say that. She wasn't being racist to say that to me. She really felt that way. She hadn't thought about it.
And you know, and that's what I was,
white southerner.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. We were talking about Barbara Bush. I said, I don't think Barbara Bush, when she made those comments about, you know, hey, these people are comfortable not living in the hood and living in the Astrodome. I don't think she was being malicious. She just didn't know any better.
Like, who's the chef who got in so much trouble who said it? Paula Deen.
You're right.
It is what she thinks. She believes what she's saying because it's how she was raised. And she's around black people who don't tell her any different.
Well, that's what you call ignorance.
Exactly.
It just stems from ignorance.
Sure.
And you know what? And I admire you because I know you're anonymous here, but you work around, you know, folks that say these kind of things to you because they're comfortable with you, which is a tribute to you because you make them feel comfortable. But, you know, I think it's about time that we start looking at some of these folks that were immediately label them racist as just label them ignorant, you know?
Yeah.
It's just pure ignorance. And you know, you got to stop watching Fox News. You got to stop. You need to expand your mind and get more information before you just kind of blurt it out. But I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Russ, can I add one more thing to that?
Yes.
The thing about it, no matter what environment you're in, if someone says something like that to you, mm-hmm. you really want to address it because otherwise that type of ignorance will be perpetuated from generation to generation.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, yes, Russ.
Yes.
This is Keith from Southeast D.C. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, buddy. You see, man, I think we really do need to look at people for what they really are, man. Because, you know, my supervisor, man, I was talking the other day, and he gonna ask me, do I think I need a raise? I'm like, yeah, but he denied it.
Right. It set you up, though, by the way. Do you think you need a raise?
Yeah, he knows he was gonna say no to you.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
You care to comment? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to weigh in on it. On both ends. For one, you have to definitely look at people for who they are, but at the same time, we have to look at ourselves as a people, because if a white man says something like that, he's racist, but we don't look at ourselves. You know what I mean? We're in a slave mentality still today.
Well, I think that is that can be said in some instances, but the bottom line is that is the whole difference that separates us as a people. Because there are some people, and I'm not saying all, there are some people that are still caught up in thinking that, hey, you had just the same amount of opportunities as I had.
That's what they really think.
But no, my family got wealth No, your family got wealth because they had free labor.
Yeah, let me let some people work for me free and see what I can accumulate.
Yeah.
And so you got your family full of free labor. You know, you had free labor and your family is surviving off of that. And
still.
And it's not like, oh, you could have done this yourself and blah, blah, blah.
How you gonna do it in chains? What? That doesn't even make sense.
Yes.
Tweet.
Jay Nacionesino says, don't give a pass. # from the South. It's not okay. It's ignorance. Respect to the caller for educating her. Well said. And that's the issue right there. People like the people that worked around Paula Deen, mm-hmm. She says she talked to them. They made jokes like that all the time. When a white person makes a joke like that, you have to say, hey, hold on.
Right.
You can't say, I had to do it to one of TJ's friends. Like, hey, mom, listen to Skylar's rap. It had the N-word. I was like, Skylar. You cannot say the N-word. You are white. Do not do it. You're going to get your ass to college and get your ass kicked. Don't do it. Yeah. I had to just school him. No, you can't do that.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy.
What I wanted to say was ignorance pretty much can be handed down from generation to generation.
Absolutely.
Trust and believe. Paula Deen has instilled in her boys the same mentality.
Yep.
Now, what they do with it is something different. But what these people, like the guy on Duck Dynasty, have to realize is that they're being baited. And he walked straight into the trap. And that's his own fault for being ignorant on that level as well.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Tracy. I appreciate that. Good morning. Hello.
Yes. How y'all doing this morning?
Fine. Your comment, please.
Well, I understand everything everybody's saying, and I agree with everybody, but, you know, sometimes you just have to give people, like, the benefit of the doubt of them not knowing. For instance, I'm a nurse aide, and I take care of a 19-year-old student who's never seen a high school fight, whereas me, I come from Trenton, New Jersey, and we fought all the time. So we have intellectual, racial conversations about stuff he just didn't understand or he just didn't know.
Right.
So I don't personally hold it against him,
uh-huh.
But I do educate him about it every chance I get because he needs to know. And things that I tell him, he finds enlightening because he didn't know.
Right.
And you know what? And you have to do that on the flip side with the race thing. You don't get upset about it.
Yeah.
Educate him because you have to understand Paula Deen, this guy from Duck Dynasty, as kids,
right.
This was what they heard in their household.
And sure. In a sense, sure. People probably will resent me saying this, but they're victims.
In a sense.
Of ignorance.
Exactly.
Because it's passed on from, like Tracy said, it's passed on from generation to generation.
Right.
And like the lady on the phone call that we talked to initially, she said, you need to address it.
Exactly.
You have to. And it's uncomfortable, but you got to do it.
And if they don't accept it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. That's what divides our country is because, you know, it's not like, you know, you just assume because one person wants a handout, you know, that, you know, all black people want a handout. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of white folks and Hispanics and other people that feel entitled also.
And
gets entitlement.
But
do you have to be entitled? Maybe I just need help.
Right.
I mean help me out today and maybe I'll be in a position to help someone else tomorrow.
And I'm sorry. I know y'all going to get mad at me, but I do understand some black people who say, listen, look how many hundreds of years we did without. And you are still eating off what our ancestors did. There's nothing you can do about
but
it.
Don't label me for a small group of people. You don't label a whole group of people on small. Just like I don't think just because that person said something that was insensitive and ignorant, I don't think that all white people are ignorant.
Well, I'm from the South. I don't. And when I see
just
this
the people
show,
I work with here.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah.
But when I see a show like Duck Dynasty, I'm not watching it because I know I expect this from him anyway. I expect.
But you gotta understand, this guy wasn't in a bar talking to a buddy.
No, he was talking
to really
GQ
believed
magazine.
These things. It was GQ magazine.
Yes.
Good morning, hello.
That's crazy.
Lost you. Good morning, hello. See, here's what's happened when we put the people on the hold.
They're listening.
And they're listening, and sometimes I say, who's this on the phone, which drives my boss crazy.
I double dog dare you to do that.
Then I say it.
Who's this on the phone?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Somebody tripping.
Oh, we know they're on the phone, but they're not. They're listening.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what we told you.
So
hey,
school,
be ready. I know.
Come on.
What the heck? But we have one of the greatest phone systems in the world here.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
The greatest engineer.
Hello.
Hi. Your comment, please. See, there we go.
Oh, okay.
There we go. See, you hear that boom? That
boom.
Means it
God.
Is internet.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. Hello. See, my phone lines never work. You get too many people calling at the same time. Boom. This
Shut
is what happens.
Down.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning.
We ain't got but one line.
Morning.
Hi. Your comment, please.
I just want to make a quick comment. I'm from Cincinnati, and I work with the lady who was trying to describe another lady. And she said, you know, the color girl.
Ooh.
All the black people in the room kind of froze and looked at her like.
2013.
Okay,
but let me ask you something. Let's take this as an example, okay? She said the colored girl to you. Mm-hmm. You got offended, didn't you?
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
Now I want to stop you. I want you to stop here because you know what? I don't know you that well, but I love you. Okay? That was your opportunity.
Yep. Teachable moment.
That was your opportunity.
Teachable moment.
To say the word colored is probably not appropriate.
It's offensive.
You know, maybe go with, you know, African American, maybe go with black. Instead of getting mad, she probably doesn't know any better. And that's what I'm trying to say to everybody, that ignorance is bliss.
What did you say to her?
I actually just let her know that, you know, if you're going to address black people today, you either need to say the black lady or the African American lady or the African American girl.
Yeah.
Because when we're in a corporate setting, if you're saying the colored girl,
yeah,
right,
I mean, everybody's going to think you're right.
She's going to have a problem.
Did she get mad at you? Was she angry with you?
She didn't get mad. She just looked silly and was kind of embarrassed that she said it. Yeah. But this
you taught
time,
her.
Everybody was
yeah,
mad,
but,
you know?
But you know what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you have to have compassion for folks like that.
Right.
But I do have compassion for people that are ignorant.
Right.
I don't.
Because I try to teach.
She was truly embarrassed. She was caught off guard using a term that she was used to using.
She used it at home.
She had heard
that
before.
All day.
So instead of us just going like, oh, you racist pig, you know, I hate you. You know, let's make it a teachable moment.
Let's teach.
You know, and don't let that dominate your thoughts.